definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Hey, good morning. It is the End of the Bench here on Friday, May 3rd, 2024. We're in the First United Bank Studios, where we will have a Hacks Cleans and Lucas edition of the program. A rare spotting of the Viking. Clint Scott is in for David Collier, who is out and about. What's up, Clint?
Oh, man, I was in a great mood this morning. Still am. Sounds like I have changed since I have been in the building. Man, I got to tell you, today just was one of those rare mornings where it had what I like can only awkwardly describe as the perfect morning smells. It's a lot of kind of the dew out there, some moisture, crisp and cool. Just put a little pep in your step. So I'm excited to be here. Excited to hang out with you fellas.
Glad that you're here. What's up, Lucas?
It's Friday, so it's the day we start drinking, apparently. So after work, we'll start drinking.
Was that every Friday, or, I mean...
According to Bullfighter, it is.
Okay.
So
I mean, it makes sense, because it's going into the weekend, right?
Makes.
Yeah.
There will be, I'm sure, something goofy with Photoshop on the chat lines. It's Friday. Stop work. Time to stop working and start drinking.
Set the alarm. Put it in the phone. Are you guys one that, you know, with Derby weekend, whatever, if you are going to, like, drink something, like, oh, even though I'm not there, I want to be a part of it, and I have to do... I've never had a mint julep in my life. It doesn't sound terrible. I think I've had everything that makes up a mint julep and other things, but I've never had an actual mint julep.
No, I don't have anything like lined up. I think I've had maybe one or two mint juleps.
Did you like them?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine. I haven't had one of those in a while.
I can't say that I've had one either. I don't believe so. Yeah. Actually, I know I haven't. No.
The best thing for me, which I haven't had one in years, which is a club special. Like, you're at the turn.
Yeah.
And it's just, better watch it. Sneaky.
The old sneak up on you, creep on you. Hello, how are you doing?
It's hot out there.
It's right there.
You've already, you know, got 9 bogeys posted and... And then you like taste that and you're like, I think I'll have another one.
You know what I love has become a part of baseball society is what I'm going to say is the 999 challenge. And I'll tell you what, that has gotten
what is this?
So that's the 9 inning, 9 beers, 9 hot dogs. And it's gotten to the point where I've seen actual friends of mine posting that they're trying it. I haven't seen anyone succeed on it because, like, everyone that I've seen of my friends are doing it are, like, all of my 150-pound friends. I'm like, you're not built for this, man. Like,
you're not making
it. You were defeated as soon as you stepped in the park, bro. It wasn't going to happen for you. But, yeah, you get the pitch clock added in and then the average of games going down. By what, 30 minutes to 45 minutes, something like that. And that, I mean, really crunches in on that attempt right there. But I like that people are trying it. And even though, like, my friends that I just said have failed, it doesn't mean I don't want to see them go try again. You know, pick yourself up by bootstraps, go back into another game and try the 999 again.
Are they dunking the hot dogs in the beer?
No. They're not cutting a hole out of the wiener for a straw. Wiener straw.
What a nightmare.
I am glad that didn't stick around, I'll be honest.
I would say that I'm scarred from that, but Lucas did so much worse through his punishments over the years. List off your edible punishments, Lucas.
The Buffalo Wild Wings hot challenge or whatever that was.
Blazing.
The Blazing Challenge, the jelly, mystery jelly beans, the
blended McDonald's.
Blended McDonald's, definitely. A clove of garlic, I believe.
Yep, you took that one from me, yep.
Yeah.
And that was just in the building for like 48 hours.
It was. It was not
wafting.
Not a fan of that one.
The only one who was walking around like a cartoon sniffing like a pie floating around the building was Jeff McGuire.
I know.
That was odd.
You smelled his lunches?
Can you remember anything else?
I can just remember beaming you with eggs, which...
Yeah, getting pelted with eggs was not very fun.
I had forgotten about the blended McDonald's.
Yeah.
In the old building. What was that like? Because it couldn't have tasted that far off, but texturally, that just had to have been the worst.
The chunks of the burger.
That's enough.
Okay. Done. As soon as you said chunks, we're good. Okay. That's about what I thought. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So one of the reasons that the club special is so near and dear to my heart, it was created at Twin Hills Golf and Country Club in the 1960s in Oklahoma City. It is vodka with Sprite, club soda, lemon juice, lime wedges for a refreshing summer drink.
That just sounds like a, like the Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's a Mike's Hard Sprite with everything in it. I mean, you already have the Sprite in there, doubling down with the citrus. That sounds very summery.
Kind of like Lubbock with the Chiltons.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you a Chilton guy?
Not really.
Yeah. I typically stay away from the citrusy type things in the drink regards.
I'm a big Chilton fan. I like the cucumber Chilton, my favorite.
A cucumber Chilton. Now that just sounds fancy. Was it just the normal Chilton with like a cucumber on it?
I mean, it's cucumber flavored vodka.
I love in shows and in movies when they're like, how do we make this corporation and this office look really fancy? And it's like, okay, whoever walks in here, hand them a cucumber water. Oh, they are high class.
Hotel lobby. The lemon and cucumber water there.
I'm sure it's delicious. I'm sure it's refreshing. But I just think it's funny that that's the go-to. So we add a cucumber in it. And for some reason, that's the sign of like fancy. This place is making the big bucks. They can afford cucumber water.
When we come back, I'm going to tell you why I got 2 hours sleep last night.
Oh.
Got to sleep at 5:30 in the morning.
Mm.
I'm going to tell you all the places that I tried to go to sleep.
Can you power rank them in the ridiculousness?
Yeah, the laying down by the box fan on the living room floor with nothing but a pillow was... Ooh. It was a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
Incomplete. Incomplete. But I'm going to tell you what got me there. And the whirlwind that happened yesterday evening. It's what I get for having an evening off. Crazy things go down. All right, we got more coming up on a Friday edition. Hit us up with the Exploring Center chat line. A Hax and Cleant and Lucas edition of the End of the Bench.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
My man Viking. Not Viking. Viking.
Share.
Sure. Share, Viking. Share. So what got me 2 hours sleep? We had about 18 different plans, and then they crumbled, and then we launched different plans, okay? So we have the 16-year-old girl who desperately wants independence, who has taken the 5-year-old girl. They're going to go to Chipotle. Then all of a sudden, that creates a window for a mini date night for Jen and I. So we go out, and we take a loaf of bread by... Eric on wheels, and we throw it to him, and we're about to leave, and then it's like, okay, nobody knows where Perry is. Perry has gone on his own on my bicycle across the street to the damn Pack-a-Sack where he's starting to live. And again, get free donuts. He's like a stray dog. Stray dogs do make an appearance in this story, by the way. So we're circling around the neighborhood. Again, the girl that doesn't want anything to do with the family is now looking for Perry and following our every move. So we decide, all right, let's go make sure that the boy's at the damn Pack-a-Sack. So we go to the Pack-a-Sack. There he is talking to some random dude that we don't know who he is. He's just rolling around the parking lot, halfway in traffic, halfway out of traffic. I yell at him from the street, get in the parking lot so you don't get run over. People are getting off work. They're trying to get something to drink. They're hot, thirsty, and all those things, trying to get something to eat. Get out of the road. So I get him out of the road. Then his two boys roll up on their bicycles. Then two stray dogs come out of nowhere. I think they're going to attack. They were actually kind of cool. Then the 16-year-old who desperately wants independence rolls up and drives by and turns around and comes. Now I've got the entire family, two other boys, and two stray dogs in the Pack-a-Sack parking lot, just kicking it. That's what got me going.
Like an open invitation parking lot party. Boy, that went from a date night window to who else can you involve in this?
Yeah.
And that's when Bill Murray showed up.
And then we went and got supermarket sushi. Mmm.
That sounded like a sarcastic mmm. Not good?
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
You know, I those people there work really hard.
Yeah, they really do.
They work their tails off.
Yeah.
And they produce some pretty good food.
I was going to say, for what it is,
yeah,
not bad.
Let's check the calendar, please, Lucas.
Your daily look at what's happening in the world of sports, birthdays, and holidays. Let's check the calendar.
Garden Meditation Day. Might have to do some of that. Sauvignon? I'm not a wine guy. Is that how you say that? Internet?
Sauvignon.
Sauvignon Blanc?
That's how I say it. probably better than, you know, like Sauvignon or like something like that, trying to overpronunciate every single letter in there to embarrass the wife.
International Space Day. International Tuba Day. Isn't Collier's boy a tuba player? Brooks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Little guy tuba player.
Didn't he said he just went to a band competition, didn't he? Over in DFW?
Yeah, and then he got to go to a Rangers game.
Yeah.
After that.
So he just recently ripped it on the tuba.
Oh, absolutely.
Shredded it. Like shredded on other instruments that aren't the guitar. Shredded the piccolo.
The jazz flute? Mr. Ron Burgundy? National Chocolate Custard Day, National Lumpy Rug Day, which has a cat underneath it, National Raspberry Popover Day, National Specially Abled Pets Day, Textiles Day, Two Different Colored Shoes Day, No Pants Day. Good luck with that one.
Two Different Colored Shoes Day?
Mm-hmm.
Jamie is going to be in hell today. This is horrible for him.
Paranormal Day. Public Radio Day, School Lunch, Hero Day, Sunday, Wordsmith Day, World Press Freedom Day.
All right. You know, when we go over like the holidays like this, I always joke in the back of my mind, like some of the more ridiculous ones, who's actually celebrating them. The Lumpy Rug Day is interesting. Like, hey guys, we're celebrating Lumpy Rug Day. Make sure to put the vase under the rug, since apparently we don't have a cat, like in the picture. Birthdays today. Eric Church is 47. Palm Clementief, she is Mantis in all of the Avengers stuff. Hmm. She's 38 today. Let's see.
Did you say Palm?
Palm.
Can you spell it?
P-O-M.
All right.
Yeah.
Palm, I should get it.
Yeah, once you go Palm and then K-L, I would be surprised if anything else other than Clementief. 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 There we go. Say it with confidence.
Say it with your chest.
Say it with your chest. Dule Hill is 49. Gus on psych. Alex on suits. Amy Ryan is 56. Miss Holly Flax.
Holly Flax.
Level's having a good day today. Christopher Cross is 73. Sailing into his 73rd birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Gumbel's celebrating a birthday today. He is 78. Frankie Valli is 90. There you go. James Brown.
He's still kicking, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. I was surprised. I
bet you he is extremely wealthy, unless he's done some stupid things with his money.
Yeah.
Think about all the plays and the movies.
The little bit behind the scenes.
What a great name, the Four Seasons.
Yes, absolutely. If it's in Born on this day, they have the parentheses in the years, obviously. I was surprised when I saw his name pop up that I did not see the parentheses beside it. It was kind of like, oh, good for him.
He's worth $80 million.
How about that? Oh, well, that's pretty good. That's $80 million more than me.
Royalties earned from his music career. Also, Tony Award-winning play. That's where the cash comes from.
Pretty good cash source right there. James Brown was born on this day in 1933. Let's see.
Did you hear about our offensive skill player draft yesterday?
Yes, Lucas sent me the list. I did not get to hear the draft. You told me, basically, without me knowing the rest of his team, that Lucas killed it. Minus.
Yeah, and I got Allstott,
and then Allstott.
I got Allstott.
I would have rather you drafted Mike Allstott. That's one of my favorite NFL players of all time.
That's who you tried to emulate.
Yes, I shared the story of picture a young grade school Clint whenever, you know, you're a little kid and you're doing imaginary things, setting up a wall of pillows and running through it at the goal line in my basement, a la Mike Allstott. I did not impersonate the neck roll on the back. Could have put like a Kleenex box back there or something under the shirt.
Did you have enough kids around? Because, okay, mine's divided. I go birth to 13. There's no one to play with around. Mm-hmm. Or you have to drive a mile or two to, or ride a bike a mile or two to play. It's even more than that. It was like 5 miles to one of my friends. Mm-hmm. What am I saying? And then at 13, moved into this neighborhood that was just loaded with kids. So then it was on. It was ball all the time, man. So capture the flag, all that stuff.
I was actually talking about this with my wife the other day. It's odd because I come from a town of 180 people, so kind of slim pickings there.
Yeah.
It just happened to work out. It's like all of my parents' friends and my parents all got together like, hey, should we all have kids in the next 1 to 3 years? And so there was just a pocket of us that grew up together, about 10, you know, some a year older, some a year later. But it's like they had a town hall meeting like, all right, guys, we need a kid push. Everybody get busy right now in the next couple years. And then,
well, we had that too. It was like 14 to, there were, you know, a couple of 9, 10-year-olds that would jump in and play with us.
Yeah. So, I mean,
whatever sport, you know, if it was World Cup, we'd kick soccer ball around, we'd play wiffle ball, play football, all kinds of football, of course, basketball.
Our big thing was, let's see, how do we call this? Tackle the person who has the ball in their hands right now. That was our go-to game.
Yeah.
We played that.
That at school on the playground.
Yeah, school playground. There was a bank with this little lot behind it that we got ran off all the time. I mean, they didn't have cameras over there and stuff, so like eventually someone would come out on their lunch break and do the class. We told you kids to get out of here! And then we'd go over to a different field that was farther away.
With all kinds of stickers and goat heads.
Yes.
And those goat heads.
I still feel it in my heel. Like, just think, you saying goat heads, my foot just started pounding and stinging.
Yeah, you go out there and trudge through it, pick them off. Maybe not the goat heads. The regular stickers you can get away with.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, thanks for being with us on a Friday here in Lubbock, Texas. No matter where you're at, we appreciate you being with us. Coming up in 41 minutes, we'll have the word of the day. Your LCU boys are playing some baseball today in the Lone Star Conference Tournament.
That's right.
Hayes Field.
Terrific year for them.
Golly, dude. I mean, remember you and I talking about that. It was like February 4th, and they were out there playing baseball, and we're like, February 4th.
That's right.
And now, here they are on the conference tournament.
It's come full circle for them since starting in February 4th. And I remember that.
Because they start earlier than we do.
That particular week two, other than it just being February, where it's, of course, going to be cold. It had some nasty weather with it, too, and it was, like, playable nasty weather.
Yeah.
Like, feeling pain in the hands, thinking about everything like that, and getting jammed and stuff like that. And you add in things that already don't feel too good, and then drop the weather by about 40 degrees, and feels like it's slushy outside, but it's not. And now, hey, Lone Star Conference champs and full head of steam.
Amazing. And your last softball series is here for Texas Tech in the regular season with Texas. Are they gettable? Maybe. One? I don't know. They're number one in the country, I think. But behind OU by a game, maybe?
Yeah.
In softball?
I don't know if they're gettable, but I'll tell you what. Because it's been a step in the right direction type of year, and I thought last year was too. Year one under Craig Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
8-13 in conference play. You don't get to play that Iowa State series, which was a gettable one with the weather. So I know you would love to have that one back.
Iowa State's had a bunch of games canceled.
Crazy things happen on, you know, senior days and senior weekends. You add in a rival, I don't know what the status is of, like, you'll never see Texas softball again. Like, with that exit, I don't know what that relationship is like, if it's like some of the other sports that I don't think it'll happen, at least for a very long time. I'll tell you what, if you were to get anything positive out of the weekend against the Longhorns, add in to it being senior weekend, that'd be a pretty sweet deal there. So hopefully they can.
Let's head to the portal potty. It's always open, it seems. Former Red Raider Tyreek Smith. Former Oklahoma State Cowboy Tyreek Smith. Former SMU Mustang Tyreek Smith. Headed to Memphis to play for Penny Hardaway.
How about that?
The Memphis fans are jacked. 6'8", averaged 8-5.
If they're reacting to...
Clint, we're going to see like migratory bird patterns in transfers. Like, where did Robert Jennings just go?
Where did he... I'm blanking.
OSU.
Oh, that's right. There we go.
Do you think he's headed next?
He'll be at SMU.
It'll be like Rice or SMU or North Texas, and then try to get the bounce back up. We're going to see all these patterns develop. It's going to be like USA Today, like Michael Scott once said. Look at all these graphs and charts. Looks like USA Today.
Well, and it makes sense to me if you were trying to go on a similar level, although it's probably going to be, if it's like a playing time thing, a little bit of a drop down. But it makes sense that you would stay somewhere in the area, especially if you're a guy recruited in the area. The Memphis one, I don't know where that comes from. And I don't know if the Tiger fans, I guess from the Memphis side, that's what I'm curious about. And if the Tiger faithful over there and all the Hardaway followers are looking at this as a game changer, I think Penny Hardaway in the world of recruiting, has done a terrific job with Memphis and then kind of made a turd sandwich out of some of the things he's got, because they have not lived up to their potential at all. And so I don't know if they're looking at this as Tyreek Smith coming over, like, we got an athletic freak who's going to be a game changer and he's going to get us
there. Unlimited resources,
too.
Yeah, I mean, just if you can think of a resource, they have it. They have an NBA arena. They have a fan base that's charged and interested. It's waned because they don't win like they used to win. So, I mean, I didn't mean to break down the Memphis basketball program today, but...
I mean, there's your Tech, Oklahoma State, SMU connection there, though. And I think, you know, Hardaway, I would think as a young player, either in his first year of Division I basketball or his first couple of years or however, you know, long they've been playing Division I basketball at this point, there's still some juice around Penny Hardaway. and who he was as a player and his connections into the NBA and all that good stuff that goes with it. And then you add in the resources, you talked about it. I get from Tyreek Smith's look like, hey, that's a great landing spot. But it's just odd that the success hasn't been there. When you also add in that that is a conference that's just not just a dynamite place over in the American. So, yeah, that's interesting, though.
Can we fire Choice?
Yes.
Since he is Kentucky
what we've
Derby
done there with Choice, now you fire him right away because of accountability.
Did you see the line from Keon Coleman when he was talking with his coaches?
I did. I sent it to Lucas, actually.
How original is that?
That he has become, like, quickly an NFL darling for Jamie's Bills. You see his one the other day. He's, like, walking into the cold chamber or whatever. And he's like, you going this with your boxers? Or, and yeah. He's like, this is like The Undertaker. Let's go in and do it again.
Yeah. I didn't realize that was him.
Yeah. It's, okay. He's just been everywhere. It's like instantly likable.
So he said, I'm a tiger, wish I could, not woods.
Yeah.
What a great line.
Can you play it?
What do you do outside of football?
Chill at the house, golf, bowl a little bit.
You golf?
I ain't no golf. I'm Tiger, wish he could. I'm not Tiger Woods. No. I wish I could put it through all that. Them boys out there shooting 5 under. I ain't doing all that. I'm my TV 5 to hit just to put it in. But I'm going to go have fun. Like, you know, it's controlled chaos. You know, you frustrated, but you can't get mad. Pull a muscle in your back trying to hit the ball. So it forces me to stay calm and just swing. Just have some fun.
Beautiful. Good timing, too. Thank you for getting that. Because I was just starting to realize what a great line that was last night. I should have sent it to Lucas, too. But that is it's refreshing.
I love
it. And I don't think that was a executive fake laugh.
Oh yeah,
I think that was he got a genuine laugh, which is hard to do.
And I loved at first like how shocked whoever it was in the room that was like, you golf, and then kills it with a one-liner.
Yeah, boom, one-liner, right on ya.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, it's a good day in Lubbock, Texas, as we welcome you back to the First United Bank Studios. The Visual Edge IT hotline is 806-771-0973, where we gave away a pair of tickets. Was it Garrett again? Is that right?
Garrett.
All right, congratulations, Garrett. You are going to the ball game. And I'll tell you, a big crowd is important. I'm telling you twice. I'll be Captain Redundant on that. It's big. Mm-hmm. And you've played so much better at home. A lot of it because of your crowd. Who knows what the weather's going to do? Storms supposed to start popping up at 2:00. Could last for a while. Could be nothing. Could do the old West of the Dry Line, which I still think is a great band name.
Yeah.
West of the Dry Line. Yeah. The Mason and the Gin Line thought it was good. It is a lot like them. I thought it could be a sister band, maybe an opening act. West of the Dry Line.
Can you be a band sired by another band? Can you say that?
Yeah. You could sire another band. Those guys. Mason and Blaze and those guys. Love them. that's probably the picture that I have the most of Lubbock is looking up and seeing those. Because I don't know. I go off on a little tangent. I know the hell that the storms bring. And I know what they are. But it gets in your blood. Just gets in your blood, and you love seeing it, you love experiencing it, you love all the things. And I just see it go right off that cap rock, woof, way up, and Anvil Heads off to the east, and you know you're just waving goodbye to them. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get any of those. So, anyway.
Well, and the home thing.
My first 4th of July here, I had 2 haboobs.
Really?
One kicked off a storm from the south, then it caught the cold front and came right back through.
We were playing a rec league softball game as a freshman at LCU, and I had no idea what it was. Half the team was from Lubbock. Half the team was like me, non-area guys. And you could tell by how we're reacting to what looked like the end of the world to me. And like half of us like, oh, we can keep playing. It's not going to be here for another 30 minutes.
You're like, evacuate. Like,
yeah. I don't want to make a second Mummy reference today, but it was coming. Like, we were in the plane. We needed to get out of there. Yeah. But, you know, you're talking about the home crowd thing. The other side is, hey, here's your last home series.
Last chance.
I mean, if you've been, you know, trying to find a weekend to go see him or anything like that, or been trying to find free time, I mean, this is your last chance here this weekend, and it's a great series, great matchup. Like I said, you've played better at home, so even with the top of the Big 12 coming in here to Lubbock again, I think you're in for a good series, and you can, you know, go watch some great baseball. Hopefully some great baseball.
Boy, it's horse name day. we're going to go ahead and do it. Go ahead.
So it's time for a pop quiz.
Pop quiz,
hot shot. All right, so
I'm ready to lose.
You'd be surprised. This is a crazy, crazy category. Okay.
Okay.
There have been around 24 Texas Tech men's basketball transfers since he left.
Okay.
No. Since his first year, 24-ish have transferred out. If you can give me 12, you win.
Okay.
If you can give me 15, I will buy your lunch. Anything, you need to get 3 strikes, you get a phone a friend. Lucas is already on the phone. Get off the phone. No cheat.
All right. Give me the what I would call the easy ones first.
Okay.
Give me Shannon and McCuller.
Okay.
We talked about one earlier. Give me Tyreek Smith.
Hold on real quick. Let me.
Excuse me.
No, it's on me. I need to type this out. Keep track. She said Shannon, McCuller, Tyreek Smith. Okay, go ahead.
Give me Bacho.
Bacho Man.
Give me 4. Golden.
Vlad, 5.
Can I count this year's?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me DeMarion Williams. Give me Pop Isaacs. Give me Jennings. Let's see. This I hate this part.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Give me Elijah Fisher. Give me old Canadian Bacon that went over to California with his buddy Jalen Tyson. What am I at now?
I got to write down Tyson too. You just took 2.
Sorry. Sorry.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 already.
Oh. This is where I have... This is what I hate about pop quizzes about myself. And I was this way in school. I would get to the ones I was really confident in and then just hit a wall. And then it's the Jamie's strapless fanny pack thing. Where I know what a pencil bag is, I just forget everything I've ever remembered, and then I get frustrated, and I get angry, I get mad. It doesn't help.
By the way, with
my
some of the guys,
brain
that,
melts.
One of some of the guys that you, we're closer to 30 transfers.
Oh my god!
Since 2015, 2016, we're close to 30 transfers. You don't have any strikes yet. One more, you win.
You know, I'll just go ahead and do the phone a friend if I can for the win. Just go ahead and seal it up. Why waste the energy, right? Why waste the stress?
Kayvon Moore.
You win.
Yes, I win. Give me KJ. There's another one. Where do you go, Portland State?
Yep.
Yeah.
Namari
Burnett. Yeah. Agbo. Give me Agbo. What did you say?
Lindsay.
Yep, Kyron Lindsay.
Quit helping us lunch, man!
What am I at now? What do I need? What do I need? Did you get Agbo?
I got Agbo.
Okay, just making sure.
I got Namari. There's still more dudes on this list.
I know. And there's... this is, again, what's frustrating.
These are guys that are still playing, too. Except for 1, 2 now.
See, this is what you're going to start I don't want to tap out because I don't have any strikes, but I know that names aren't going to be right on this. You're going to start telling me names, and I'm going to put my head into this desk and then ask Lucas to hit me.
Well, you got lunch. 16.
Yeah!
16.
Oh, I saw... I'm going to say this, and don't count it.
Don't count it.
Don't count it, because I looked right... I wasn't trying to. I looked right at the chat line. Micah Peavy and Kyler Edwards. Those are both good ones. See, those are ones that I am frustrated that I didn't get. Micah Peavy, another double transfer. There you go. Okay, I feel good for what I usually do on pop quizzes. I feel pretty good.
Jamarius Burton. Josh Mbala.
I wouldn't have gotten Mbala. I wouldn't have gotten him.
Russell. Seaway, or he went to Georgia. Big Russ.
Oh, Chiwa.
Yeah.
See, he's not even on this graphic. I mean, there's
there's more.
Damari.
I hate it.
Damarian. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that aren't even on this graphic. don't forget the kid that went to no, that was Mbala. Josh Mbala. Okay. Wow.
Goodness.
There's more too. I mean, there's a lot more.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
All right, thanks for being with us. There's been a ton on the chat line. It is Ask the Bench Warmers. That's how you can get to us through that Yates Flooring Center chat line. We'd love to hear from you there. Forgot about El Jefe. Ethan Duncan would have been impressive if Clint said it. Mm-hmm. Didn't catch all the names. Was Avery Benson mentioned? No. Was Parker Hicks mentioned? No. We're venturing towards 35.
Gosh.
Transfers.
I missed the
Shado Millinghouse.
To you guys, it was bad on me.
Anybody remember Shoddy?
Where did he go?
You were in high school, yeah, I think, when Shoddy was playing. No, he was first year Beard, transferred in from Northwest Florida State, something like that. Was supposed to be a great shooting guard and left about halfway through that first season. That first season featured one road win. Any guesses? One true road win.
Impressive or unimpressive?
For that team, it was impressive. It's a good mid-major.
Oh, this was... I was jumping into the Big 12. This was one road win. Period.
No, period. We were 0-4 in the Big 12.
Oh, okay. Never mind. That just takes away every single guess I had. Impressive mid-major...
Lucas's way.
You know it. You're nodding your head. You can take the glory.
Richmond
with their Spiders. Tarantula.
Rich, yeah. What? Richmond. Their mascot.
Had a guy almost
died
on the
that?
Court.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Heart condition went down.
Golly.
Was that the year? I could be wrong, but was that when Tommy Hamilton was here? Okay. Yeah.
Well. Yes. No. Tommy was on the team, but he was too fat to play.
Oh, yeah.
We don't watch you on our team.
But then Tommy lost like 55 pounds in the offseason and started reining in top of the key threes on a team that went to the Elite Eight.
I wish I was different.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Tommy, I don't think said one word while he was on campus. He just, but I got to give him credit, man. He couldn't move. He was too big.
Yeah.
And I bet he averaged 6 points on that Elite Eight team and played in every game.
Because he came in from DePaul, I believe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm glad you knew that. You had a devilish smirk as soon as he asked it.
Too fat to play, horse name. All right, fellas, it took Brady 10 years after his third Super Bowl win to get his fourth. Should Pat get his fourth Super Bowl next season, would y'all put him above Brady? That's from Mr. B.
No. I would love to. I think Mahomes would probably say this too. There's still a little bit of work to do. Now, you could say he had, you know, a better 5-6 year span than Brady probably did in his career. I think you could say that. I think there's still a little bit of catch up, but the great thing is the pace that Mr. B is mentioning, that you are, if you're doing that sort of year, season by season math, you're way ahead of schedule. Well, not way ahead, but you're ahead of schedule to me.
I took Mahomes with my second overall pick yesterday in our draft.
I thought I told this to Lucas because after
he's a game changer.
After he sent me the list, Lucas was one to me because you had the Brady Rice combo. I thought yours was a very close second. I don't know what Collier was doing on some of them, but.
Getting mad.
He did get
He got home. Mad. He got competitive. We saw a side of Dave yesterday that
Dave Coulier
kind of flashed his competitive side a little bit.
Raging Collier.
Well, Benchwarmers, what is your go-to song that you could listen to a million times and every time you hear it, you have to turn it up and blow your speakers out? Mine is Dragula by Rob Zombie.
Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. I listen to that song once about every 2 to 3 weeks. I love it.
Mine would be Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Yeah, that's right down your alley.
Yep.
I'm going right down my alley too, which nobody could probably pull this song in their heads, but you need to go listen to it. Live Stage.
Live Stage.
Yep.
No John Cicada. Did I get that
Cicada.
Right?
Cicada.
You say cicada. I say cicada. Let's call the whole thing off.
Clay says Pistol Pete is the mentally challenged younger brother of the Red Raider.
What did Chuck call him? Cowboy Bob?
Cowboy Bob. I think he's calling me Cowboy Bob, too.
Are you guys still fighting?
No. That, like, when he was doing that is really when my back started to feel like I might not be able to walk that week. So I was like, you are in no position to talk anymore. You have to shut up. You know, I talked all day long the day of his talking. Mm-hmm. And I just, at this moment, I just have to wear it and get better. And then maybe at some point, and no, not maybe, at some point, I'm going to be better and get on the right side of this. Do you guys know if the Texas Tech baseball game is going to start on time tonight due to the impending weather? We'll have to wait and see. There's a window from 2 to 5. Looks like it's going to pop. That may slow you down. It may not. We may not get anything. Again, depending on the dry line. You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma was my heartbreak song for my former girlfriend from Tulsa, love of my life. Mm. Brum, brum. Pat has a little bit of ketchup. I see you, Clint.
Yeah, and I'd look.
And he likes ketchup.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, like I said, the good thing is, the great thing is you are having legitimate conversations, and everybody is, and everybody should be, that he has immediately worked his way into that conversation.
I already like this conversation better than the Jordan LeBron thing. And maybe because that's been going on for 20 years now, but that to me, I mean, I remember in the early aughts listening to those conversations, and I'm just like, oh my gosh.
And I wonder if basketball to football maybe makes it a little bit different. And I mean, there's a lot of differences here, but one, you know, you're saying one is the greatest basketball player of all time. And one, although it is the most valued position, you're going, it's the most, you know, you're fighting to be the best quarterback of all time. But I think, you know, the result is also saying, you're still saying best football player of all time, but the conversation wording is best quarterback of all time. So I think that helps a little bit. But the protectiveness of Jordan was always interesting to me with that, like the anger of it when it was first happening.
Vitriol.
Jordan was playing when I was growing up, but when I say growing up, I'm saying learning to say words. And so I didn't have that deep embedded, I will die on this hill of Michael Jordan.
And there are still those guys and basketball fans in general around that are even older than me, obviously, and then even other generations that still have that kind of fight for Larry Bird,
yeah.
Magic Johnson. Yeah. It's like, which side are you on that deal? You know, and so sports, as Chris Level would say, sports. Josh Webster, ding, another transfer, went to Missouri State out of South Plains. Josh Webster was a terrific teammate.
Just crazy how big that graphic number you said was, and then through the chat, it's just, I mean, bursted through that barrier.
I know. Even more.
Wasn't Andre Sarasov?
Sarasov,
yeah.
Georgia Southern, and then Florida, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
That's another one.
Because he went with Coach Brian.
Berg.
Yeah, right.
Who's now back with Beard at Ole Miss. Corpus Christi Bay by Bob Keene. Yes. Never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. Boys, that was fun. Thanks, Clint, man. That was great.
That was a good time. Glad to hang out with you guys.
For Viking and Lucas, I'm Hacks. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.